Spike, I saw you out having a little afternoon beer yesterday. You posted on Radio Spike on your Instagram.
Thirsty Thursday. I had to go out and have a beer, and I had the weirdest experience. I'm going to tell you, because when I was at the bar with my buddy Mike, a girl came up and said, can we all take a selfie? And I was like, of course. And I thought maybe she was a listener or something, but after talking to her for a few seconds, I realized she didn't even know who I was when she asked. She wanted to post a selfie with some guys at the bar to make her ex jealous.
Oh my gosh.
And show that she was at the bar with some random guys. So, sounded weird to me, but I'm like, what do I care? Oh, sure, okay. So I happily obliged.
So she just took a picture just sitting next to you guys?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't even, she wasn't even sitting next to us. I think she just was.
She was going to every dude in the bar.
Yeah, like she was on her, I think she was on her way in or her way out. I'm not sure.
So was she texting her ex these photos, or was she just posting them on like Instagram or something?
Posting them on her story. So.
Is that a thing that girls do to try to make guys jealous? They'll post a picture and try to put another person in it? To make them jealous.
Very, very petty, but I was game. I'm like, sure.
Have you guys ever done that? Has that ever happened with even the guys on the show? Have they ever done that to make somebody jealous?
I don't recall taking photos with strangers to make a person jealous.
But I'm
what
saying,
about just being out somewhere? Yeah, like you're in having general. A blast or
how many of your posts have been made to make somebody jealous?
Mike. To make who jealous? To make Andrew jealous? Is what you're saying?
Anybody.
My purpose is never to make him jealous.
No, but what about after you called off your wedding? And yes, did you post on Facebook or MySpace thriving?
MySpace. Mm-hmm. So that one for sure I did, because he was such a jerk to me. And he left town. We were living in Atlanta at the time. This is an ex of mine from like more than a decade ago, but we were living in Atlanta at the time, and he, once I called off the wedding and everything, he moved to Nashville, but a lot of his friends stayed in Atlanta, and so anytime I went out with any of his friends, it was on MySpace, for sure. Yeah.
Megan, have you ever done that? Try to make somebody jealous?
Oh, every day. I shouldn't admit this,
no,
but I
love
will.
It.
I don't care. This is not one of my good qualities. But you know how on Instagram stories you can see who's watched?
Oh, yeah.
If I notice that a certain somebody in my life has started watching my Instagram stories, because they fall in and out of watching them, and if I notice that they start watching them, I start doing my makeup and hair again, and like dressing up and going out and being like, I still got it, bitch. But as soon as he stops watching, my makeup comes back off.
I want to know who's this person, though. I've never...
Don't worry about it. It might be more than one person. It might be one person. It might be a girl and not a guy. Who knows?
Is this ain't none of my business?
Well, I'm pretty sure they're probably listening at this point. I'm not trying to give away all my secrets.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my flaws, not my secrets.
A couple of texters here at 95500 both said in their text that they don't want to go on the air because they're afraid that the person will know their game. Mm-hmm. But 734 says, do this all the time. We'll post pictures randomly when I'm out just to show that I'm out of the house. Sometimes the pictures aren't even from the current time. And then another person here says, 248 says, just did this a couple of weeks ago. Posted a picture to make my friends jealous because they didn't invite me out last weekend. 844 Mojo Live, 844-665-6548. What is the, it doesn't even have to be a pic, but what did you do to make somebody else jealous? What was the thing that you, or what's your move? What's your jealous move?
Maybe you bought a new car, maybe... You took a vacation. I don't know.
Maybe you started dating one of their friends.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That to me is weird not the friends, but dating, when you're dating people. There's a guy that is not friends with me, but friends with another person who started dating another buddy's ex. And all that does is give him the sloppy seconds line all the time. Because he started doing the whole dating thing because he wanted to like piss this guy off.
I think it just makes you look bad, though.
It makes that person look bad because it makes it look like you are getting their sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
So it just looks, it looks stupid.
Like it's very obvious what you're doing.
What's up, Mojo in the Morning? Hi.
Hi. So when I started dating my boyfriend 4 years ago, I blasted him on Facebook. Like, there was pictures every single day of us because I wanted everybody to be jealous. I thought he was just the hottest thing to ever come into my life.
And so you were just, like, putting a flood out there for people. Why were you wanting to make people jealous? Were people not thinking that you could get a hot guy like that?
Oh, no. I mean, I had been single for a couple years. I did the single mom life for a little while, and then he came into my life, and it was, like, the biggest blessing that could have happened to me. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it was just, I was just super proud, like, check out my boyfriend, yo. He's super hot.
I love it. Good job. Show it off. Are you still with this guy, though?
Oh, yeah. We actually had a baby a year ago.
Yay.
Ah. We bought a house together. We got a new car last year.
Oh, my gosh. You got a lot to post. There's a lot of stuff going on. Hey, Jesse, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? Did you do this? Did you post to make people jealous?
Actually, yeah. My ex broke up with me a week before we were supposed to go on this big vacation to Florida. So I posted tons of pictures from Florida with all these random hot girls on the beach chilling.
You still went on the trip without her.
Oh, God, yes.
I love that. I love to know that you're doing that. And hopefully the time that you took the vacation, the weather was really crappy back here.
Oh, it was snowing here, actually.
Did you get a response, by the way? Did you know if...
I got a couple comments from some of her friends going, you're a real jerk. I was like, hey, I'm not the one that broke up with me. She is.
Exactly. What's up, Chelsea?
Hi.
Hi, Chelsea. Morning. Chelsea, this is a big one here. You put a very interesting picture on your social media.
Yeah, I posted all of my wedding pictures to make my ex jealous. We were together for 7 years, and we have a son together. And we were supposed to get married, and we never did. So when I got married this past June, I posted all my pictures.
Chelsea, you were thinking about your ex at your wedding? You're getting married to this new guy, and you're thinking about your ex?
He gets on my nerves, and he's always trying to be involved in my life, and he uses my son to speak to me, text me anytime he can. Mm-hmm. And so it gets on my nerves, so I posted all the time.
So, Chelsea, honestly, does your husband know that you did that post just to send a message to your ex?
Yeah, he can't stand him either because he helps raise my son. And so he's always trying to dictate what we can't do.
You're honest with him about why you're posting it. That's good, because if you're doing it behind his back, then he's going to probably think that something's shady. Paige?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. What will you do to make a guy jealous?
Well, it's not now. It was when I was in college. But I would just gush over the newest guy that I had and just, oh, he's so amazing. And because I had an ex that would always ask my best friend about, what's this guy's business and why is he hanging around Paige and blah, blah, blah. So
I like your impersonation of him.
Yeah. Sounds just like
he sounds like a very articulate man.
Listen to this text. I dance with other men right in front of my husband at the bar because he won't dance. So I just go up on the dance floor and before a few minutes, guess everybody's dancing.
Yeah, when I did club gigs back in the day, that always happened. And that's when 9 out of 10 times there's a fight that usually happens too. Lindsay, what's up?
Hi. I listen to you guys literally every morning. Oh my God. So back in, 2018. I don't know.
It doesn't matter to the story. Go ahead. Tell us your story.
Oh my God. So the Snapchat filter. So me and my cousin were, drinking a little. And I'm like, you know what? Let's take a picture. So I put the man face on my cousin and took a picture and put it on my Facebook because I'm like, well, my ex ain't talking to me, so whatever. And he was livid. Oh, my God.
He didn't realize that was your cousin?
He thought it was really a man?
No, he did not. And that's the funny thing. Like, after we had a conversation, I'm like, dude, that's my cousin. That's my cousin. He's like, no, it's not. It's a man. You're with a man. I don't want nothing to do with you.
Your poor cousin.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Like, it looked nothing like her. I was I was dying.
Hey, Lindsay.
Yeah.
I'm ready to party.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.